During the presidential campaign, whiteboards outside some dorm rooms at Clark University in Worcester were covered with pro-Hillary Clinton messages. So freshman Faith Whitcoast used hers to talk up Donald Trump. That wasn't a problem until Trump's victory.
I did wake up the next morning after election results came out with some profanities written all across my board, and I don't know to this day who did it.
Whitcoast is one of many politically conservative college students across Massachusetts who say they felt increasingly uncomfortable expressing their views, as election anger is sometimes aimed at them. Teresa Meyer is co-president of the Republican Club at Smith College in Northampton. She says expressing conservative views on campus was difficult even before the election.
We are often faced with direct attacks in classes. If you speak publicly about it, your name will end up on Facebook or on Twitter. And, you know, it's not a comfortable position to be in. Nobody wants to be the girl that you walk into the dining hall and everybody hates you.
I mean, I'm sorry that they feel that way. I don't think personal insults are ever really appropriate or professional.
That's Nina Henry. She's a college Democrat at Smith.
But I do think there are a lot of students who are going to be targeted under a Trump presidency for their sexuality, for their religion, for their immigration status. And I think those are the people we need to be worried about right now.
Worried in part because since the election, police departments across the country have reported sharp increases in crimes motivated by race, ethnicity, and religion. There's no reason to think that the backlash on campus experienced by college Republicans has reached that level, says Ben Rajadurai. He's a senior at Stonehill College in Easton and chairman of the Massachusetts Alliance of College Republicans.
It was a very, very angry and divisive election, and now I guess it's time for everyone to unite and come back together, and that's all we can do at this point.
But that's not happening yet, Rajadurai says, and he feels animosity toward Republicans on campus has hindered debate and, it appears, friendships. Joelle Krause is a college Republican at Clark.
I had two friends in particular that literally didn't talk to me for like a week after the election.
Krause also felt alienated by Clark's administration. She met with the university president after he sent an email offering support to students upset by the election.
I had some really valid fears of mine that if the election had gone the other way, I would have been incredibly afraid of. And I don't think I told him like those wouldn't have been addressed had the election come out the other way.
Our response was not to the election result. It was really to some of the concerns that had been triggered.
That's David Angel, Clark's president. He defends the email, saying it was meant to be a message of caring to those in fear after the election.
It was the vulnerability of members of our community, largely in response to the way in which this election unfolded itself.
Angel says administrators and faculty at Clark are brainstorming ways to get students of all viewpoints talking. Unless they can create a climate of respect and inclusion, he says students could pull back from the kinds of conversations that are so important in college. On that point, at least, he and college Republicans agree. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sean Tian.